Good morning, everyone. Pastor Mark Campbell, June the 14th, 2019, coming to the end of another week, and hope you're having a good week. Kind of unusual weather today. We got a little cold. It's going to be 49 degrees in the morning on June the 14th. That's kind of hard to believe. But it's good to be with you. Reading my Facebook memories yesterday, I saw this memory. The longer I'm in the ministry, the more my heart breaks for those to whom I minister. Life has difficult situations. Thankful for grace. You know, I really don't know the circumstances which inspired me to make this quote 3 years ago. I thought about it a little bit, and I really just can't remember. But you know, the thought is still true. Life is full of difficulties. Sometimes the process of sanctification is slow. Sometimes the process of God molding us into His character, conforming our character to His character, sometimes that process requires that we face some hardship in order to be brought to the place of growth. And so today I want you to think about 2 Peter 3:18 that says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." That's 2 Peter 3:18. You know, we grow in grace when we learn to be patient while waiting on God. We grow in grace when we understand that God is gracious to us when we sin. And aren't you thankful for that? That God understands that we're but flesh. He understands when we sin. And He will forgive us when we repent, and that He is gracious to us. We grow in grace when we learn to be gracious to others. They've sinned against us, and as we expect God to be gracious to us when we sin against Him, then the same thing happens when someone sins against us, then we learn to be gracious to them. So how do we grow in grace? Well, we grow in grace by growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We grow in knowledge as we learn more of who God is. We grow in grace as we grow in our understanding of how God operates in the world. We grow in grace as we learn more about the sin that is displeasing to Him. We learn to identify sin and call it sin. We grow in grace as we learn the circumstances in which we can trust God. There are so many ways that we can grow in the knowledge of God. In 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 10 it says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So we also grow in grace when we realize that Jehovah is the God of all grace. Grace is His. It's grace is an attribute of God that we learn because of His grace. He shows favor that is unmerited upon all. He makes it rain upon the just and the unjust. He gives general blessings to all of His creation, and that is grace. Man doesn't deserve any good thing, but God gives a general grace to all. So grace is God's. Also, He's the God of all grace in that He has every type of grace that's needed. Whatever type of grace that it is, the grace of forgiveness, the grace of love, the grace of compassion, the grace of pity, any kind of grace that you can imagine. He's got every type of grace. He's the God of all grace. And we grow in grace when it says here that He has called us unto His eternal glory. So we grow in grace as we understand what it means to be called of God and unto His glory. We grow in grace as we understand that suffering is a part of the Christian life. The suffering does not mean that God is angry with us. It is a part of the normal Christian life. We know that the Christian life is not going to be free from heartache. God tells us, and it's very plain, that man is a few days and full of sorrows. For someone to think that because you're a Christian, you're not going to face heartaches in life, they've got the wrong understanding of what it means to be a Christian. So we grow in grace when we understand that the sufferings of life are sometimes the tools of God to perfect you or to mature you. See, as you go through this life, you're going to understand that God's goal for you is to have a glorified body, and that there's a process of sanctification. There's a process of perfecting that God uses. And so suffering sometimes is a tool of God to work maturity in you. And then as maturity is worked in you, it says that you'll be, after you've suffered a while, he'll make you perfect, established. So as you go through this perfecting, this maturing, it's going to establish you in the faith. Also, we understand as we go through the process of suffering, you're being strengthened. It's just like a muscle. You know, you strengthen a muscle by working that muscle harder. And as you work that muscle harder, that muscle gets stronger. You know, if you don't use a muscle, it goes into atrophy. It gets weak. It begins to break down. So our spiritual strength is, we are strengthened spiritually as our faith is exercised. And so the grace of God and him perfecting us is strengthening us. And then as we are strengthened, ultimately it will settle us because we learn how to trust God in the middle of the trials in life, of life. So there's, you know, just think about that. Troubles are good for us. Difficulties are good for us because we learn the grace of God. But you know, as a pastor, sometimes it's difficult whenever you see the difficulties that the people that you're called to shepherd, when you see them experiencing the trials and the heartaches of life. But you know that that's just God working in their life. Even though you know that it's God working in your sheep's life, you still long for your sheep to be free from difficulty. Yes, a pastor is always thankful for the grace of God, which is at work in the lives of his sheep that he's been given to pastor. But still, sometimes it's difficult as you see them suffering. And so you pray for God to be gracious to them and to relieve them. But you know that God is strengthening them. So today, Lord, we come to you thanking you for grace. Lord, we pray for anyone who might be experiencing any difficulty today. Lord, I pray that they would seek you in this trial. I pray that you would reveal to them that the trial they are facing right now is under your guidance to strengthen and settle them. God, I pray they would trust you in this time, build up their faith, and help them to rest in your grace. Thank you, God, that we know your work in our life is of grace and that we do not have to earn your presence in our lives. Calm the heart of your people today, I pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hope you have a good weekend. Until Monday morning, this is Pastor Martin signing off.